Ezekiel chapter 20, we'll be reading the entire chapter. This is 1 through 49. Ezekiel 20, verses 1 through 49. God's people, let's hear now the word of the Lord. Now in the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the tenth of the month, certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Do you come to inquire of me? As I live, declares the Lord, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them? Will you judge them, son of man? Make them know the abominations of their fathers, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, On the day when I chose Israel and swore to the descendants of the house of Jacob and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, when I swore to them saying, I am the Lord your God, on that day I swore to them to bring them out from the land of Egypt into a land that I had selected for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. I said to them, Cast away each of you the detestable things of his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me, and were not willing to listen to me. They did not cast away the detestable things of their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I resolved to pour out my wrath on them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations among whom they lived, in whose sight I made myself known to them by bringing them out of the land of Egypt. So I took them out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. I gave them my statutes and informed them of my ordinances, by which if a man observes them, he will live. Also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes, and they rejected my ordinances, by which, if a man observes them, he will live. And my Sabbaths they greatly profaned. Then I resolved to pour out my wrath on them in the wilderness to annihilate them. But I acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations before whose sight I had brought them out. Also I swore to them in the wilderness that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they rejected my ordinances, and as for my statutes, they did not walk in them. They even profaned my Sabbaths, for their heart continually went after their idols. Yet my eyes spared them rather than destroying them, and I did not cause their annihilation in the wilderness. I said to their children in the wilderness, Do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, or keep their ordinances, or defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and observe them. Sanctify my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. But the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes, nor were they careful to observe my ordinances, by which, if a man observes them, he will live. They profaned my Sabbath, so I resolved to pour out my wrath on them, to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. But I withdrew my hand and acted for the sake of my name, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the nations in whose sight I had brought them out. Also I swore to them in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the nations and disperse them among the lands, because they had not observed my ordinances, but had rejected my statutes and had profaned my Sabbaths, and their eyes were on the idols of their fathers. I also gave them statutes that were not good and ordinances by which they could not live. And I pronounced them unclean because of their gifts, and that they caused all their firstborn to pass through the fire, so that I might make them desolate in order that they might know that I am the Lord. Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of Israel and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me by acting treacherously against me. when I had brought them into the land which I swore to give them. Then they saw every high hill and every leafy tree, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented the provocation of their offering. There also they made their soothing aroma, and there they poured out their drink offerings. Then I said to them, what is the high place to which you go? So its name is called Bama to this day. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, well, will you defile yourselves after the manner of your fathers and play the harlot after their detestable things? When you offer your gifts, when you cause your sons to pass through the fire, you're defiling yourselves with all your idols to this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, declares the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. What comes into your mind will not come about when you say, we will be like the nations, like the tribes of the land, serving wood and stone. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out, I shall be king over you. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you are scattered with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will enter into judgment with you face to face. As I entered into judgment with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will enter into judgment with you, declares the Lord God. I will make you pass under the rod, and I will make you into the bond of the covenant. And I'll purge from you the rebels and those who transgress against me. I will bring them out of the land where they sojourn, but they will not enter the land of Israel. And thus you will know that I am the Lord. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, go serve everyone his idols. But later you will surely listen to me. In my holy name you will profane no longer with your gifts and with your idols. For on my holy mountain, on the high mountain of Israel, declares the Lord God, there the whole house of Israel, all of them, will serve me in the land. There I will accept them, and there I will seek your contributions and the choicest of your gifts with all your holy things. As a soothing aroma, I will accept you when I bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you are scattered, and I will prove myself holy among you in the sight of the nations. And you will know that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the land which I swore to give to your forefathers. There you will remember your ways and all your deeds with which you have defiled yourselves, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for all the evil things that you have done. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your evil ways or according to your corrupt deeds, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Teman, and speak out against the south, and prophesy against the forest land of the Negev, and say to the forest of the Negev, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am about to kindle a fire in you, and it will consume every green tree in you, as well as every dry tree. The blazing flame will not be quenched, and the whole surface from south to north will be burned by it. All flesh will see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, they are saying of me, is he not just speaking in parables? And that's God's word. In the passage, we see the wickedness of the elders of Israel, having for so long not given ear to the Lord, and yet they have the audacity to come in the first two verses, to come before him and inquire of him without what they've been called to do, without repentance, without faith. And so the Lord refuses. Why is the Lord refusing? Why does he have this displeasure that he has? He goes over why. He goes over in these different sections of the history of Israel. So here's the prophet looking back, the Lord through the prophet, looking back at the history of Israel from the Exodus through the Joshua and Judges and Samuel and all that. And he shows us why. Through verse 9, because of there and their father's dealings with him in Egypt. Through verse 26 in the wilderness, what they did there, and through verse 32, what they did in Canaan. And because of these things, you are here reminded that you will be judged. Just as I entered into judgment with your fathers, he's saying, in the wilderness, so you too will be judged. And what happened to them? Your fathers, they died in the wilderness and they never entered the promised land. But there is promised mercy at the same time in this passage at the end. There can be found hope only for those who repent of their sins. And the Lord will purge the wicked from the righteous. And so may it be that way. Verse 43. There you will remember your ways and all your deeds with which you have defiled yourselves. And you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for all the evil things that you have done. And that is the beginning of repentance. Loathing yourselves and all the evil things that you've done. And then he says, I will not deal with you according to your evil ways, or according to your corrupt deeds. And he's showing here that he will deal with them according to his covenant mercy. And then the last few verses, he refers to this forest, the destruction, which is referring to the destruction of Jerusalem. And there they ask the prophet in verse 49, is he not just speaking in parables? He is not speaking in parables. He's speaking as a prophet directly about the destruction of Jerusalem, again promised. The beloved, you are promised by the faithful Lord who is altogether holy that you must repent of your sins, turning from them unto him, remembering your ways and your deeds, loathing yourselves. That which is with sorrow and grief and hatred over your sin, and turning to him. And this being your only hope, turning in from those things, the evil and wickedness and your sin, and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is alone where your hope is found. But if you remain hardened in your hearts, you will be judged. You'll be wiped out like these described here by the Holy Lord, as many in the wilderness died and did not enter the promised land. And so foreshadowing not entering glory in heaven with Jesus forever. And so it would be the same for us if we do not believe in him and turn from our sins. That we would not enter that promised land, the heavenly country Abraham looked forward to. But may that never be for any of us. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your word. And may it never be that we would come to your word and hear it and not thank you for it. For even when it reminds us of our sin or reminds us of our wickedness and evil apart from your Son, Jesus Christ, even when we as Christians turn from you and grieve your Spirit and we go our own way, Father, may we know how much it grieves you. At least know a hint of that. Father, you are the holy God and you cannot have sin in your presence. And so how can we come even before your throne now as those who have remaining sin? How can some here probably who do not know you, how can they come? Father, we know that they cannot come unless you would show mercy and you would justify them and count them righteous in Christ Jesus alone. And Father, we're asking that you would have already had your Son die for them and they would believe, that they would not be like the fathers in the wilderness, that they would not be like their children who went after their father's idols and played the harlot. Father, and the things we've heard this evening about Israel, at least in their history. Father, may we not be like them, but may we be like your Son and our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Make us to be like Him. May we be holy as You are holy and righteous as He is righteous. Father, apart from Your workings by Your Spirit in our hearts, we can do none of these things. We confess that, we know that. And yet while we acknowledge that about the facts, we ask that You would work it into our desires, to really desire to put to death the sin that remains and turn unto You in righteousness and obedience, to keep Your statutes and Your ordinances and Your Sabbath holy. And Father, where we have broken Your commandments, forgive us and cleanse us of our sin as far as the east is from the west. We pray that knowing that You will do so in Christ alone. And Father, we also ask that You would save those who rule over us, our fathers and husbands, parents, our elders, and our governing authorities, that they would rule according to Your word, that they would allow us to worship with peaceable lives unto You. Father, we acknowledge and confess that we have sinned greatly to You, because we look at what we just read and we acknowledge that we've broken Your statutes and Your ordinances and Your Sabbaths and Your commandments, and we are sorrowful over that, and yet we ask that You would make us even more sorrowful where we have not repented of those sins. And may it be a plague to us, and we would know the sins we've committed that we might turn unto You. That we could say with John that we believe, help our unbelief. We rest upon You and You alone, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.